Welcome to recording number one. A few words on grief in preparation for recording number two. In the next few minutes, I will share some observations about grief and prepare you for the guided practice I invite you to experience on recording number two. Grief is natural. When we experience a loss, the natural and normal response is to feel a mixture of emotions and reactions for a while. There is no set time span for this, no schedule, and no order to when and how any of these show up, or even which ones of them occur. At times, some will seem to pop up out of nowhere. Please don't be discouraged by a list of possible sample of grief feelings I'm going to share. You may not encounter all of them, and I will mention more pleasant responses in just a minute. Sadness, anger, fear, desolation, rage, confusion, anxiety, depression, disappointment, emptiness, frustration, chaos, helplessness, hopelessness can be part of the mix. Stress can often be present, everything from low-level stress to the off-the-charts variety. As well, there can be times of peacefulness, laughter, times of connection with others, connection inside of yourself. You may realize you have been absorbed for a while and doing something that captivates your attention in a positive way, such as playing with a child or reading something you enjoy, maybe exercising, immersing yourself in any interests you have enjoyed in the past, like making art, cooking, tending a collection, woodcrafting, or gardening. All of the comfortable and uncomfortable emotional states I've mentioned are certainly part of life. Within the grieving parts of life, some responses may be intensified. The key to living through grief is to let ourselves actually experience whatever feelings are showing up in the moments they are showing up. Not to cut it off, not to shut it down, not to numb it out, and not to hide from it or try to run away from it. Just feel it. Now, if this notion feels daunting to you, if you are concerned you could become overwhelmed by emotions, say in your workplace or in some other public setting, you can schedule a certain time each day to sit quietly and feel whatever is present. You can learn exactly how to do this from recording number two, called In the Midst of Grief, a Guided Practice for Your Everyday Life. You can listen to it whenever you wish, as I guide you gently through the process. After a while, it can become second nature to you, and you can find at other moments in the day that you are self-coaching with the practice you have learned. Here is what you will find on recording number two. First, a little relaxation exercise to let you experience at least a glimmer of feeling some inner peace and steadiness, and maybe more. Then I will guide you in a practice for being with the experiences of grief, of whatever feelings are arising in the present moment. Meeting a current mood or emotional state with awareness means letting yourself sink into it as completely as possible and paying less and less attention to thoughts. This will make more sense to you when I guide you in the process. As a dear friend said to me yesterday, through the maze of loss and fear, love helps you find your way out. For articles and stories on grief, compassion, gratitude, and other life happenings, please join us on the website loverevealedstories.com. Thank you.